Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, meantime, could find out today what he'll be doing for the next decade or so. His sentencing's today in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney says he should spend at least 15 years on the yard, and he was found guilty back in July of 16 counts of bribery, helping a foreign government, Egypt, and obstruction of justice. The U.S. attorney says he used his powerful job heading the Ways and Means Committee to do favors in exchange for gold bars, cash, and a luxury auto. Two New Jersey businessmen convicted along with him will also be sentenced today. And Menendez's wife, Nadine, is also up for trial for the same things. Her trial starts in March. Prosecutors say a long prison term would send a message given the extraordinary abuse of power and betrayal of the public trust. Also back in court today, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, who begged the judge to move up the start date of his sex assault retrial because he wants to get out of Rikers Island ASAP. The ailing Weinstein, who has cancer and underwent emergency heart surgery last year, told the judge it's a mystery how he's still walking, saying the conditions at the jail complex are making his health problems even worse. Says he doesn't know if he'll even survive until the April 15th start date. The judge initially denied the request, saying the trial date is set in stone, but relented to further appeals from Weinstein, saying he'll consider moving things up a week to April 7th. He's facing a retrial on sex assault charges after his conviction was overturned last year. Several suspected gang members are in NYPD custody today following an undercover operation. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley joins us live now with the details. MLB, I hear the investigation is ongoing and more suspects are out there?
Larry, that's right. The NYPD says they are looking for a number of people, but what we know right now is that 10 alleged members of this Venezuelan street gang, Tren de Aragua, they're behind bars. They're also known as TDA. Now, Queens DA Melinda Katz, she says they used WhatsApp to communicate, to sell, and to traffic both guns and drugs. This includes a designer street drug known as Tusi, which is a pink cocaine.
They stole firearms. There were proceeds of burglaries and car break-ins from other states. They relied on use of rental vehicles to come up the iron pipeline and sell them to people in the city of New York. They were aware that they can make money in the city of New York, and they even discussed potentially smuggling them into Colombia.
She says that 34 guns have been recovered, and the NYPD says all 10 of these alleged gang members that are in police custody are Venezuelan citizens. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live outside of Queens Criminal Court.
Thank you, MLB. Our appreciation to you for that. Well, the Queens bus network getting a $35 million facelift. The MTA board giving the green light today to the redesign plan, which would add 11 more bus routes and boost service along over two dozen existing routes, along with creating 25 rush routes. That would operate similarly to express service on the subway lines. MTA CEO Jan O'Lieber says the funding will come from the agency's savings elsewhere, like with congestion pricing.
It costs $35 million a year more to provide all that extra service for people in Queens, the most bus-dependent borough, the most bus-dependent county. And it's being funded by the savings that we are identifying through this effort.
The new rush routes are expected to be operating as soon as this summer, with full implementation by Labor Day. What did the city know about 9/11 toxins and when? That's the question at the center of a city council bill aimed at getting the city to release all the information it has.
The city council's legislation would force the Department of Investigation to open the archives.
September 11th continues to make people sick.
Attorney Andrew Carboy, who represents those people, says time's up on keeping secrets. He and colleague Matthew McCauley have fought the city with Freedom of Information requests, which were denied.
On one side of it, the city's saying it doesn't know if it has any documents. Then it says they have documents, and then they're asking for blanket immunity and liability protection if there are documents that are there.
If the legislation passes, it cannot be vetoed by the mayor. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
City Hall releasing a statement tonight saying the mayor will review the legislation, adding, quote, as a former first responder who worked the site at Ground Zero, Mayor Adams is unwavering in his support of the 9/11 victims, first responders, families, as well as survivors. Starting this weekend, it'll be free for New Yorkers to visit the 9/11 Memorial and Museum on the first Sunday of every month. The museum says it's a change from its previous program where folks got free admission on Mondays, giving more New Yorkers more hours to take advantage of the program, saying it'll be able to welcome thousands more. To get free admission, you have to work, live, or study in the city and surrounding area and present a valid ID. Admission is always free for 9/11 family members and people eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.